It's the LRC. The podcast was a game. We be MVP. Knowledge is power. Lend an ear for the next hour and tell these other whack podcasts to hit the showers. Cause we the best. Numero uno. We like a sumo. Up against the straw weight. Our content's great. We talking sports, pop culture, the squared circle and all. You Shanky on the mic, mixed with Jinder Mahal, and we some Paul Heyman's. Had enough that you can say when. Until then, we gon' keep killing.
Week 7. The NFL season is here. We keep chugging along in the living room. It's Mr. Just Right behind the mic. And with me, as always, the stacks to my two dimes. Len Biggs. Len, what's up?
Bada bang battle royal later tonight. Big NXT night. Much bigger than last week's. But yeah, I'm here. I'm ready to pick some football games and hopefully pick them correctly like I have been.
Yeah, but you have been very much. In fact, you were 11-4 last week. I was 10-5. Another game behind. I'm now 6 games behind. I'm 55-38. You're 61-32. Obviously, I was in the men, so we didn't have a guest. But this week, we do. And he's live here in the living room. He is the owner, proprietor, chief pizza maker, Napoli's Pizzeria, John, webmaster. What's up, Web?
Hey guys, thanks for having me. I love being back in the living room. Is this a new sofa over here?
Well, yeah. I mean, we busted out just for you, man. We'll get you out of the server closet there every once in a while.
I'm stuck behind that counter. This is a just great, comfortable sofa.
Yeah. So, webmaster, obviously, you're the main man there at Napoli's. What kind of specials are we looking at this week? Right off the top, let the fans know what we're looking at.
Just the classic two large one topping, $25.99. Oh, come man. And get it.
Oh. Yeah,
you're gonna have to fight Bill Clapsaddle off to get that special every day at lunch.
The Clapsaddle special is 2 slices, 1 cheese, 1 pepperoni, lightly done with a Sprite that he refills himself and dumps his ice out in the machine as well. So
stands right at that counter.
That's
a Clapsaddle. That's called the Clapsaddle.
Lightly done.
Yeah, he doesn't like it too hot, and Clapsaddle knows a lot about golf.
Yeah, big golf guy. Yeah,
wow, that's kind of sad. I didn't know that about Bill.
Yeah, surprised us. He told us or asked a lot. Wanted to find out a lot about birdies. Wanted to know what was going on with the birdies and
what's going on with birdies.
Well, yeah. He doesn't really know.
Okay,
it's a 4. He said.
Yeah.
Said,
well, so what's a birdie? A 4?
Yeah. It could be.
Now this is the Clapsaddle line here. This is the Clapsaddle line.
Like it can be a 4. It might be a 3. It can be a 2. I mean, it's hard to say.
Well, get your butt up there to Napoli's. Get yourself 2 slices, lightly done. 1 pepperoni, 1 cheese, maybe a cold drink. Talk to Bill. Talk to John. Talk to Lenny and have a good old time. It's like a barbershop up there. Just hanging out.
You will get talked to if you come up there.
Yeah, a lot of gossip. We're always looking for hot gossip, too. If you have anything going on, if you know anything going on around Dubois, feel free to stop up and drop us some tidbits.
Any scoops. We take them all.
Oh, it's a hot time for scoops in town. So
that's right. That's why we're always looking for it.
That's right.
We're always looking for it.
That's right. Len Troy Two Dimes Donovan was his name. I know we talked about this a couple weeks ago.
Right.
So that's where the reference comes. Stacks still there.
Channing Stacks Lorenzo.
I like him.
Yeah. He's like all right.
Him. I like him. Like I said, they need to be heels. They need to be heels so bad. I don't like the direction they're going in.
Yeah, it's getting a little corny now, for sure. I agree. People love them, so I understand why they're keeping them babyface, but it's getting a little corny for sure. They need to get a little edge to them, I think.
Yeah, you know what else is corny? Mercury Morris. Go ahead.
Mercury Morris popping the champagne.
Every year when the final undefeated team loses, sometimes it's very late in the season, sometimes it's in the Super Bowl.
Right.
They pop champagne to celebrate, what was it, the 1972
Dolphins, yeah.
Undefeated at 14-0 in the regular season. Mercury from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, by the way.
Well, that adds up.
Yep.
That adds up, him being corny.
He pops that champagne, and he did it this last week when the Eagles got upset by the Jets.
And the Niners. Yeah, well, the Eagles were the last one. You're right,
yep.
Yeah.
But. Yep. Yeah, the Niners fell as well to the Browns. So Mercury and the gang got to pop that champagne a little bit early this season, and we're heading into week 7 here. We got some games to pick. Webb, just a rundown of the rules real quick. What we do here is we take two teams on the schedule and we pick a winner. Any questions?
Like head-to-head teams?
Head-to-head matchups. Yeah. Yep. I'll give you the away team first and then the home team. Maybe throw in a little tidbit and then I'll ask you who's going to win. Straightforward. Nice and easy.
I'll just learn as I go.
That's right. Kick back on that new sofa and take a break, everybody. We're getting right into it with the Thursday night game here. Len, your Jaguars, red hot. Visiting the Saints, fresh off a loss in New Orleans. Len, interesting game, but we're going to give this to Weber to pick. As is tradition, the guest goes first, Weber, so make sure, I hope you understand those rules we just gave you. Give us the winner to this one, Jags at Saints.
Well, there's certainly a lot of variables in this game. Is Lawrence healthy? What's up with that knee, Mike? You hear any reports? I heard today it's going to be a true game-time decision.
He had an MRI, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Early vibes were positive. I think T-Law is going to play.
I think he's going to play also.
Yeah.
And I also think they are going to win. I'm going to take the Jags. I think their defense is tough. It's going to be one of those classic, just high-powered, exciting, fun Thursday night games, I'm sure. So.
Wow. Yeah, it might be. Len, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously a lot hinges on Lawrence and if he can play. They said, you know, he was a limited participant today. He said he felt okay, but they're not really doing anything physical with the game being Thursday. So he wore a knee brace. He's never wore one in a game, so that could, you know, be interesting to keep an eye on. But I like actually both these teams. You know, but I'm going to go with Lawrence and the Jags, hopefully, if he plays. If not, we'll see C.J. Beathard. You know, we saw him before with the Niners. He was all right. I mean, in limited appearances. So if we have to see him, we'll see him. But either way, I'm going to go Jacksonville either way and just assume they keep rolling and win their fourth in a row.
I'm going to go the Jags, too. I do think Lawrence plays, although it seems more in question than it was at the end of the game on Sunday. The Jags haven't beat the Saints since 2003, guys. Any idea who the quarterbacks were for that game?
2003.
No.
I think that's post Mark Brunell. 2003. Let's go. Well, the Saints would be Breeze, right?
No.
No, not Breeze.
No.
2003.
Saints
would be Jeff Blake.
No, Aaron Brooks.
Aaron Brooks, okay.
Yeah.
Aaron Brooks and versus Ty Detmer.
No, hopeful Steelers offensive coordinator Byron Leftwich.
Okay, there we go.
He's calling, but they ain't picking up.
They ain't picking up.
They ain't picking up. They should. They should pick up.
Really? Tune into the Stairway to see what we think about that.
Okay. Go ahead. Well, I'll tell you one thing. He's better offensive coordinator than Matt Canada. I'll put my reputation on that.
It's a low bar. It's a low bar.
It is.
I would hope they would get a little bit more creative than that.
They are. You know who's going to have that headset on next year. 7.
Oh, come on.
No. No. I've been saying it for years, and I'm going to stick by. I don't know if it'll be next year, but here relatively soon, the offensive coordinator for this team will be Mason Rudolph. Mason Rudolph's going to run that offense at some point before it's all said and done. That's why he's still on this roster.
I mean, I don't know about the coming year.
No, maybe not the coming year, but in the future.
Maybe it'd be Mercury Morris. Who knows? He's a Pittsburgh native. Could be. All right, so Jags with the clean sweep here. You know what that means. Put your money on the Saints and Lawrence not playing. all right, this is my personal game of the week here, fellas. The LRC Lions, red hot. Going up against the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
The Lions, I think we all picked against them last week, Len, you and I, when they visited Tampa Bay just because of that road factor. But I believe they're undefeated on the road. Jared Goff having an incredible season. Some questions in the backfield. It doesn't look like David Montgomery's going to play, but they might get Gibbs back. Jameson Williams popped on the score sheet last week with a couple of electric routes, and maybe they'll get him more involved. Definitely a team to watch. The Ravens, still, I think, a playoff team, even after a disappointing loss to the Steelers. I'm going to take Baltimore at home here, guys, I think. Webb, what do you think in this one?
This is definitely a great game. There's a decent couple good games this week, looking at the slate. This one here, I don't know. The Baltimore team, I just don't trust them. I don't trust that AFC North, which I once thought was going to be a pretty tough conference. It just seems like these teams aren't as good as I thought. And the Ravens, I don't know. They gag late. I don't fully trust Lamar or that offense. The Lions are clicking. I don't know. I'm going to roll with the Lions.
Len?
Yeah, I think the AFC North is going to be a tough division because all these teams are extremely mid. So I think that they're all going to be jammed together for probably the majority of this season. The Ravens get the win against Tennessee in England. You know, nothing to write home about there, nothing that very pretty. I don't know. I feel the same way. The Ravens, just they're just not clicking. You know, everybody was all excited about Todd Monken and this new offense, and it was going to be way more open and throw the ball and blah, 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 and OBJ's back. And then, okay, all that's nonsense, as we knew before. OBJ's nonsense, and the new offense is nonsense. It's going to be a team, and now they're less efficient running the ball, is, you know, with one change in the offense that they probably wish they weren't. Detroit has only one loss coming to my Seahawks in overtime in a, you know, a shootout. So I don't know. Detroit's playing great football, but the running back situation worries me for sure. No Montgomery, who's been really their bell cow. Gibbs, can he be a bell cow? I don't think he can at this point.
Banged up himself.
You know, and then they have who? Reynolds? Craig Reynolds, maybe, or something like that?
Craig Reynolds.
Yeah, Craig, not...
Dennis Reynolds.
Not John.
Not John, or Josh, or Dennis, or Frank.
I heard or an interesting name to possibly look out for in the Lions. Playoff Lenny.
Oh, that's interesting. It could be interesting. I don't think we'll see him in the game this week.
No,
but
no, I'm saying look
but
out.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Detroit here in a tough one. I think Detroit wins it.
Okay. Well, I need to make up some ground, so I'm glad you guys did that, although it's going to be a close game.
Who did you pick, Mike?
I picked the Ravens.
You picked the Ravens.
Yeah. Lions haven't beat the Ravens, fellas, since 2005. They've only won one game. That was their only win. Ravens lead the all-time series 5-1.
Okay. You kept that till after we picked that little tidbit of information, man. You should wait. No,
should
we get
I present old, that up front? You want that up front? I can give you that up front.
Yeah. I had that in my show notes. You didn't have that in your show notes.
I actually don't care at all about that, but I, you know, it just feels like you should bring it up before the picks are made.
Well, this one doesn't matter at all. They're tied all time, 8-8. The Raiders and the Bears with a couple quarterback questions here. Jimmy G, I believe, was taken to the hospital. I haven't seen his stats today. Justin Fields looks like he's going to be out with a thumb injury, right? He's not going to be able to grip the ball. So things were looking up there for Chicago for a minute. Now they've come crashing back down to earth. Which backup quarterback, assuming Garoppolo doesn't play here, it doesn't look like Fields is going to play. Webb, or let's give it to Len on this one, actually. Len, what do you think?
Yeah, I think I'm assuming we saw Hoyer come in for Garoppolo, but the last time Garoppolo didn't play, they started AOC, Aiden O'Connell, and, you know, that went left, obviously. So I think if you look at the likelihood, I would guess they'll go Hoyer here if Garoppolo can't go. Hoyer, obviously a pro, he's a veteran, he's been around. The Bears have this rookie I've never heard of in my entire life that came into the game last week. I honestly don't even know his name right now.
Badgett.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna go Raiders. You know, the Raiders are, you know, this last week was the first time they went over 20 points, and it was because they got a safety. So it's interesting, but I just think the Raiders are playing okay, and they're in these games, and the Bears kind of stink, so I'm going to take the Raiders.
Webb?
Yeah, Len pretty much nailed it there. I'm pretty confident that Fields is out, and it looks like he might be out for a little bit. Badgett, don't know much about him. Raiders, man, I'm going to take them. Adams might tear it up. Adams might score 3 touchdowns.
I'm going to go the Bears here. I'm actually a big Badgett guy.
Well, tell us something about him, Mike.
Well, for some, his dad is kind of...
I do know this about him. I heard this.
His dad's kind of... what's the ball's dad name? LaMelo and Mars. Their dad's kind of crazy. His dad is like a...
Yeah, LaVar.
Mr. America type big weight.
Well, I'll tell you what he is. What he is, factually is, he was the arm wrestling world champion. So I think, if I'm not mistaken, Bo Hurley from Over the Top was based on his dad. Just like he lost to Sylvester Stallone. I think they're going to lose to Hoyer.
Well, he's got good genes. Yeah. Know we talk a lot about genes on this show.
Very strong arm.
Yeah. Very strong arm. For some reason, I was tuned into his pro day one day when the quarterbacks were throwing, and I was impressed by him, I'm going to say. He seems to got the makeup. I think he comes in. He might not give this job back to Justin Fields. Okay?
All right.
Going out on a limb here. Throw at that pro day with no defense or no nothing.
Yeah. Big arm. He's been arm wrestling since he was an infant. Yeah, I mean, so he's been probably building up that arm strength.
Actually, he's kind of lanky. To be honest, he's very tall.
He probably does that arm exercise in the cab of a rig like Lincoln Hawk did and Over the Top and just constantly just working that arm. So
I mean, you're not swaying me away from my choice here. These are
trying to sway myself a little bit.
I haven't heard, did the Bears get all those tractors back yet? Soldier Field, that got stolen right out from underneath their nose. That was kind of crazy.
The Bears are keeping a lot of stuff under wraps, especially whatever happened with that D coordinator and that Rob. There's a lot of stuff.
What happened?
There's a lot of stuff they're keeping under the wire here.
Maybe the FBI took all those tractors. Maybe he was like funneling them in there. You know, at the cover of dark, the FBI raided Soldier Field and took those tractors. Whatever did happen to that? We haven't heard anything about that.
I haven't heard anything about that actually.
Very interesting. Well, if you hear anything up at Napoli's Pizzeria about those missing tractors or that D coordinator of the Bears,
yeah, stop sure in. Let us know.
We'll report it right here on the living room.
All right, moving on. I'm taking the Bears. You guys took the Raiders. Just to recap that one. Next up, the Browns, fresh off a huge upset. Deshaun Watson. Doesn't matter. I guess that defense is just carrying them. A little foot in my mouth here. Myles Garrett had a very good game. Just a shocking victory against the Niners.
Mm-hmm.
Not good for our stairway. We were really counting on a loss there for the Browns, I think.
Not a good bye week at all for the stairway.
No, not at all. You're right, Webb. That's a good point. The Browns go to Indianapolis, where it's going to be Minshew season all year long, it seems like, with Anthony Richardson out.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Browns on the road in this one. Len, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Browns as well. Their defense is playing elite-level football right now. I think most people know that I think Minshew's a complete and utter fraud, particularly as a starter when he has to start a bunch of games. So Richardson's done for the season, according to Irsay, so I think that's the last we'll see of him. And we're going to see Minshew will play okay, mostly when they're down or behind or whatever. He'll come, he fights it out, but... reports are Watson could play this week again. Who knows? Who cares? It really matters about that defense. So I'm going to go Browns.
Webb?
Browns defense is elite. That was a pretty impressive win last week with the little bit depleted Niners squad down the stretch. I don't know. I think that was just such a big emotional win for the Browns last week. And this is like a week that the Browns, in my opinion, come out flat. The Colts back at home after not really playing that well in Jacksonville last week. Both of them still in that kind of alive phase in their standings. They're both around, 3-2, 3-3, something like that. I'm going to go Colts. I'm going to take the home team.
All right.
Oh, I looked at the staff today. Anthony Richardson's rookie year, eerily similar to one Trey Lance's rookie year. Which one is going to end up the better NFL quarterback?
Well, I would hope that Anthony Richardson would, because Trey Lance might not ever play a game again in the NFL. Yeah, so
Anthony Richardson probably already had a better career than Trey Lance.
Well, yeah, it's possible that he has.
They're nearly identical, eerily similar is what I'm saying. So hedge your bets there. Yeah. Richardson's career might be over. See you in Dallas.
Could be.
Where can I find that bet? Who's going to have a better career, Richard?
I'm not a bet man, Webb, but you can probably find on DraftKings. I don't know.
Yeah. You're probably right. You probably can find it on DraftKings. Better career, Richardson or Trey Lance. I bet you can find it there. I don't know what the odds are, but they're strongly in Richardson's favors right now, let me tell you. So if you want to put a little bit of money on Lance, you could probably...
Now's the time.
Yeah, you could make big bucks if Trey Lance ends up winning that battle.
Webb takes the Colts in that one. That's the... all right. That's that game. All right. This game used to be good. Now probably won't be. The Patriots are a mess. They are playing host to the Bills. Is anybody here... not taking the Bills.
No, everybody's on the Bills here.
Although I will say the Bills have not looked great.
Yeah.
A couple games hit, like against the Commanders, they look good. They fought back against Jacksonville and London. But I don't know, last week that game, they were very, very lucky to win that game against the Giants last week. But I do think they handle business here. But they going deep into the season... the Bills are just, that's what they've done though the last couple of years, right?
I mean the Bills are odd to me too in this way. Like last game, yeah, like you said, they struggle against the Giants. They come out and basically they start Latavius Murray and they give him like more carries than Cook, even though Cook's been good all year.
They need to run the ball more. But that second half when they run the ball.
Yeah, and Cook looks good. I don't know what your point would be. Yeah, like Latavius Murray shouldn't even be in the league anymore. Like, let's move on here. Cook should be getting the touches. Murray got a bunch of touches in that game. Not that that's why they were struggling or anything necessarily. I'm just saying overall that's a weird decision just to make randomly out of nowhere. On a good note, it does look like Damian Harris is going to be okay. If he had that scary injury, he's out of the hospital. Everything's going to be fine. So that's a good note. But yeah, the Bills, I mean, the Patriots suck. The Patriots are a horrible team. And I think you might see a little more Malik Cunningham this week and a little bit less Mac Jones because... they're in tank mode now, I would say, if I had to guess.
Mac's got a noodle arm.
Yeah, that's right. I think the Belichick era will end when this season ends, and I think we're going to be looking at them hoping to be in the top three or four to get a QB at top of the draft.
I mean, the thing about them that's incredible is they're like almost in a complete rebuild. That team stinks.
Yeah, it's bad. They don't have anybody. That's really bad.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if Belichick.
Judon and Watson, their defense will still be okay.
They lost Watson for the season. I mean, he's legit, but yeah.
But as far as that offense goes, I mean, gee whiz.
There's no weapons. There's just no weaponry.
Jacoby Meyer, they could have signed him for the same price he signed at Oakland for, and he's lighting it up out there.
Yeah.
I mean,
they don't need receivers. They scraped him off the barrel to begin with.
I would look for them, like Kendrick Bourne, I would look for him to get moved probably before the deadline.
They might blow it up.
I could see them blowing it up. I think that they Kraft is probably about at wit's end with Belichick and this whole roster. So
Bills injuries, Tre'Davious White, Matt Milano, huge losses for their defense in the long run of things. It looks like Milano is definitely going to be out for the year. He was one of the best linebackers in the league.
Yeah, I think for sure.
The point of his injury, so they're going to miss them. And I'm with you, Webb. They're just not pulling away, I think, in some of these games.
They're certainly not. They don't look like one of the elite teams like they have in the previous few years. They don't look like Super Bowl contenders.
Right.
For sure.
At times they do, but they're just never consistent.
Yeah.
They can never keep it up at a high level.
Well, they got a long time to put it together here to make a run. You know, they could always pull off a big win like they spanked Miami, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just never know what kind of Bills team is going to show up. But, all right, yeah, we're all taking Buffalo there for sure. Next up, the Red Hogs, fresh off a win, visiting the Giants. Webb, you taking the Hogs in this one?
I am not taking the Hogs.
Whoa.
I'm going to go with the home team Giants. Saquon looked healthy toward the end of that game last week. Tyrod hopefully starts. I think if Tyrod starts, they win this game. So I'm hedging Tyrod starting and the Giants. The Commanders are all right too, but this is just one of them games where they could just stink and lay an egg and lose. And it's a division game too. You know, those are always tough no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Giants are due for a win. I don't know. I'm feeling Giants. I'm going to go with them.
Glenn?
Yeah, I agree with everything you said. Tyrod Taylor has been greatly underappreciated his whole career, in my opinion. He's a solid NFL player, solid NFL quarterback. He gave him a better chance to win, and their defense played way better than it has this year. against Buffalo really held down the Bills, so that's a good note. I'm going to stick with the Red Hawks, though. I'm a Sam Howell guy. I still believe in Sam Howell. I'm going to stay with them, and I just think overall they're a better team. But everything Webb said's right about the division and rivalry and things like that. They could easily lose this game. Nothing would surprise me, but I'm going to take Washington.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Hogs, too. I do believe in how he's had his ups and his downs, for sure. I think they're going to stay the course with him. As always, I'm a big Brian Robinson fan as well.
McLaurin's a stud, too. They're definitely solid, and Hal has been really good.
Tyrod did look more than serviceable, I would say. He kept them in that game, but can he get them over the top in this one? I don't know. Is Daniel Jones, what's his timeline, do you guys know?
I don't really know. It seemed like they were downplaying the severity of it, but it's a neck injury, so you don't know. You know what I mean? I think they would probably try to slow play it a little bit.
The Giants are another one of these teams that have just zero offensive weapons.
The guys that they have spent some capital on, like Jalen Hyatt, for example, like that they spent some draft capital on, he shows flashes, but they don't have anybody to give him ball on a consistent basis. Wandale Robinson looks like he's got a little
Where's
bit of
Golladay?
I don't know where Golladay is. He might be out of the league.
He's still running like a mannequin.
Sterling Shepard's still on this team, so he might be as well.
Shepard. I couldn't believe when I saw that name.
Yeah, it's ridiculous that he's still on this team. I don't know what's happening there, but I do like a couple of their young receivers, Robinson and Hyatt. But I mean, they're like down the depth chart, and also they have bad quarterback play. So I don't really know if they're any good or not, to be honest.
Hey, they were a couple inches away from beating the Bills, really, yeah, on that end zone path. One thing I'll say is they should go back to those jerseys and helmets.
They are this week. They're wearing them at home again this week. Well, those helmets are
I love those helmets for sure.
Great.
Much better.
Yep. Definitely.
All these helmets, this third helmet's a big, big.
Yeah, I think a lot of you'll see in the coming weeks, too. I think a lot of these teams would be better off, honestly, just to go back to their old uniforms.
Oh,
like,
so
Seattle is going to break out theirs here, or not this week. Next week against the Browns, week 8, you'll get to see Seattle's throwbacks. I mean, I love all Seattle's uniforms, but if they were in those throwbacks constantly, they're so great. They're so cool.
Even
compared
the
Steelers to
the throwbacks. They're like nothing special, but just those big block numbers like they look like.
Yeah.
They're just, they
just
look
not
good,
those bumblebees. Those are horrible. Not those ones.
Bumblebees weren't bad, but that other third jersey they had
with the white pants.
Yeah,
those were awful too, for sure. The black, all black with the yellow helmet was awesome. That's the best uniform they have.
Go back to block letters at least.
Block letters look good.
You know, one team that should have kept their retros in the closet is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, no
way, man. Creamsicles are fantastic.
Well, they didn't look...
They didn't play well in them.
They didn't play well in them, so put them away.
Yeah.
You know, there's a reason why you retire those. When the pewter and whatever color that is, when that came on the scene, that was a big deal. That was a hot new color.
Allstott just hammering people.
Allstott
and Don, buddy.
That was a whole new color. That was a brand new color no one has ever seen before.
Pewter. They invented pewter.
I think they did. They did invent pewter. I don't know if it's coming back this week or not when they host the Atlanta Falcons.
Falcons have some cool throwbacks too. Those red helmets. Yes. Those are nice.
Great. Yeah. Definitely. I'm going to take the Bucs in this one, fellas. I don't think Falcons disappointing. They lost to the Hogs last week?
Yeah. That game is interesting. The Falcons outgained them by double. I mean, they had over 400 yards offense. The Red Hogs had under 200 yards total offense. But three interceptions by Ritter cost the Falcons that game 1 week after Ritter had his best game possibly as a pro. So it just, you know, Ritter continues to, you know, be middling. And what is he the quarterback? Isn't he? If when you're in that situation, you're trying to figure out if a guy is your quarterback or he isn't, and you every other week you're getting what he isn't, then he isn't, probably, unfortunately. So Ritter probably will get this year, and then we'll probably see Atlanta move somewhere else. But I'm with you. I'm going to take Tampa as well. I just think Tampa's a little bit better than Atlanta. They're going to bounce back off that loss. Baker didn't look good. It was a rough week for the Bucs, but I like them to bounce back here at home and beat Atlanta.
Webmaster?
Yeah, this is another one of them games that just you literally could flip a coin on. You don't know what Bucs team you're going to get. You don't know what Falcons team you're going to get. You don't know if Ritter's going to drive down again and throw three picks in the end zone again.
Yeah.
You don't know if Baker's going to drive down and throw three picks in the end zone again. But I do think the Bucs at home, this game, I'm going to take them. Slim margin, should be a pretty good game.
Nobody wants to see it. Yeah. Nobody wants to watch it.
You don't have to go that far.
Close.
I don't mean good.
It's a game.
By close, I mean. It might
close,
be
like but
crappy
not.
Crappy and close that yeah. turns into like a, okay, I'll keep an eye on this because the Falcons were just about to score or take the lead, and then they fumbled, and now the Bucks are going to go down and get a bigger lead, but then Baker threw a pick in the end zone. Now the Falcons are charging back to try to score a field goal to win it or something. Yeah,
right.
I mean, I'll go Bucks.
Len said the NFC excuse me, the AFC North is mid. This whole division is pretty mid.
It's actually below mid. This division's actually worse than mid, I think. But it will also be competitive the whole way because except in this one you have Carolina who's not competitive. I mean, they're not going to win any games or very few games. But you have three teams battling out, where in the AFC North you have all four teams in the mix. So
the Buccaneers got to figure out the run game. They have none to speak of. I think to have long-term success, they have to figure it out. Maybe they give a call to playoff Lenny.
Yeah, and this is a testament to the fact that the people that are like, well, you can just put anybody in at running back, and it's fine. It doesn't matter. Just put anybody in at running back, and it'll be good. And Rashad White is anybody at running back, and he stinks. And Keyshawn Vaughn, these guys don't do anything. So a running back with some talent does actually help, I think. I don't think you can just put anybody in there all the time.
Well, look at Saquon and the Giants. I think he made a big difference.
Right, of course, yeah. There are backs that matter for sure. Now, you can get by with some guys that are kind of, you know, piecemeal or whatever you want to say, but yeah, I just don't think you can go into a season with Rashad White just like, this guy's going to be our guy, and he's just never done anything. Yeah, ever.
He doesn't look like he wants to be out there.
Right.
Low energy.
Yeah.
All right, but we're all taking the Bucks there, with that all being said, at home. And next up, Webb, a team near and dear to our hearts. This is week 7. We're on the stairway to 7. You mentioned their new offensive coordinator, number 7, earlier in the show. They travel out west, long plane ride out there to L.A., SoFi Stadium, where they visit the Rams. Webb? Do our boys pull it out on the West Coast off the bye?
Well, first and foremost, let's hope they make it with this long plane ride. Oh. Their plane has not been the best this year.
Yeah, they've had some issues with their planes, for sure.
Some issues with their plane. Yeah. And I also think they're going to have some issues trying to stop Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua this week as well. We've seen that secondary get torched at times. This seems like one of the games that it's going to get torched because Joey Porter Jr. is not starting. Peterson's going to be out there getting torched. Dan Moore's back. Broderick Jones back on the bench. So Aaron Donald might just murder Pickett. I don't feel confident about this game at all. I think McVay's going to outcoach Tomlin, and the Rams are going to win.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you, Webb. Now, the Rams are going to be short Kyren Williams, who's having a little breakout season. Maybe contradictory to what we just said, they kind of pulled him out of nowhere and he looks like a superstar. But Ronnie Three Rivers will be out there running the ball for the Rams. I think Donald,
they just won't run, they'll just pass all over.
Yeah, that's I mean, there's no way they're going to cover either one of those guys efficiently all day. Coming off the bye, though, maybe they have a little bit of advantage. The plane, though, I'm glad you brought that up, Webb. Rooney's got a spring for a better charter than Southern Airways.
Can't we get a Boeing?
They use Spirit, right?
Spirit.
Why? They do Spirit, yeah. They get a real cheap
JetBlue.
They got a Latrobe. They get that real cheap one out of Latrobe.
JetBlue, who knows what they're flying.
They'll probably just stop around, like, Minneapolis for, like, a little layover, and then they'll make it the rest
they're
of the way.
They're actually just going to get a Boeing 7.
Yeah, that's right.
They're going to fly jet, 20.
Big Boeing 7 is going to be their new plane.
26 Cessnas flying out there in a line probably is what they're going to fly out there. Either way, I think they're going to lose. I just think the Rams are a better, more talented team. And, yeah, the coaching, Webb. Oh, my. McVay's is going to coach circles around Tomlin this week.
Here we are. We're here. We're right here, guys. This is classic, classic stairway talk, guys. I love it. You know, I called it out a couple weeks ago against the Ravens. I called out exactly what was going to happen. It's woe is me. It's woe is me. It's woe is me. And then they win the game. Now they get the bye this week, you know, and it's just, there's just no way they could possibly cover Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua. There's just no way they could do it. There's no way.
Mike Tomlin said to himself today, Len, said they have no interest in covering the team's top receiver.
They just have no chance to win this. I mean, it's just crazy to think they're going to win this game. You know, it is. It's crazy to think. But I'm going to take the Steelers because they will win this game. I would think that probably Watt is going to sack Stafford 3 or 4 times would be my bet. And there's a good chance he gets hurt during this game. I think the Rams lost Kyron Williams, like you said. They won't be able to run the ball at all. The pressure will be on. And yes, they will have a hard time covering Cooper Kupp. I do agree with that, and Nacua, but that's going to be mostly for a bunch of gains of yardage, but not a lot of points. And I think when it comes down to it in red zone situations, they'll stiffen up, and the Steelers will win this game probably 17-16, something like that.
Wait a second. Are you calling this a toe game?
This is a toe game. This is absolutely a toe game. Get 3 points off of Boswell's toe, as they say in the famous Here We Go song. And we're going to get 3 points off Boswell's toe probably 4 times.
Those conditions are perfect.
I'd say he'll get 4 field goals, 4 for 4, and they'll win at 19. They'll get 19. They'll get 1 touchdown, probably like a 68-yard pass to Pickens when someone just falls asleep, and they'll get a touchdown, and then it'll be 19-17 or something like that. I will go 100% Steelers in this game.
Going to be a lot of probably celebrity, a lot of Hollywood Steelers fans probably in attendance out there in L.A. cheering them on, big Steelers contingent out there. Well, I feel better about this one already, but I'm still taking the Rams.
Snoop Dogg will be there. Jason Momoa will be there.
Oh, Joe Manganiello or whatever his name is.
That's who I meant. I don't know if Momoa. I don't know if Aquaman.
Jason Aquaman loves the Steelers, I bet. Paul Rudd, is he a Steelers fan?
No, he's a Chiefs fan. Come on, man. Big Kansas City guy.
Come on. He's like Snoop Dogg. He just cheers for whoever.
No, Snoop's a Steelers fan to the heart, man.
Snoop's a Steelers fan, and Paul Rudd's a humongous Chiefs fan.
That's loyal. They're loyal. They're loyal like we are to the Du Bois Beavers. Du Bois' little sons are we.
That's right. Even after a 70-0 drubbing.
Even after a 70-0 drubbing, guys. I mean, we knew it coming into the week. I said it. I knew it. I mean, they're going to get pounded by Central Clarion. Central Clarion's really good. They're going to be they're a state title contender. So, Chase Ferguson going into that game, 28 TDs, 2 picks. He threw 5 more, I think. So, he's at 33 TDs.
He's legit.
He's legit. And then, yeah, so, well, the Beavers, the Loyal Sons, they're gonna get a big win here this week, turn around a little bit.
They might get their quarterback back.
Hopefully. That's the rumor.
Napoli's rumor mill. Trey could be back this week.
Yeah, Napoli's rumor. He could be back. It was a game time decision last week, I heard, but we'll see. Maybe I think they held him out because they knew it was gonna be a drubbing anyway. But this week, maybe we'll get him back.
Well, I hope he plays well, because the conspiracy in the reserve section is, it's all about baseball. The coach doesn't want any other players to play well to make his son look better. Just lots of conspiracies being thrown around.
Makes a lot of sense.
He'll be lucky if he makes it through with that petition going around. Exactly.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, it is. Who knows? He might not make it through.
Did you sign it?
Hell no. Oh, come on now. Fucking high school football coach. His parents are crazy. They're nuts.
They are. That's, yeah.
Beyond.
Sports parents are ridiculous.
Yeah, go smoke some more cigarettes at halftime and come back and complain. All right. The Cardinals lost the Battle of St. Louis, guys. And they fly up north to visit your Seahawks. Len, why don't you give us your prediction? This one, the Seahawks hold serve at home after a disappointing game last week?
Yeah, Seattle really gagged one away against Cincy. They sucked in the red zone. Geno in particular, bad game. I don't think that's anything sonic for concern any more than it is normally. I've talked about Geno his whole career, and I've had the same complaint about him even when he was great last year. His pocket presence is very suspect. And if you get pressure around him, he makes mistakes and takes sacks he shouldn't take. He just holds the ball and does dumb stuff. That all being said, they're playing Arizona and it's in Seattle. Josh Dobbs, the carriage has turned into a pumpkin a little bit here. Midnight might be striking on the Josh Dobbs train, but guess what? They'll battle Seattle. I can almost guarantee you they battle all these teams, but it's in Seattle. Seattle has to win this game. I think they will win this game, so I'm taking Seahawks.
Seahawks have beaten the Cardinals 3 straight games, Len. So, no, aren't they the team that you say always gives them trouble, always gives them fits?
No, the Rams
own them for sure. All right. But the Cardinals, I do think the Cardinals have played everybody pretty relatively tough this year.
I think they're well coached.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Seahawks on this one. Webb?
Yeah, I got the Seahawks for sure. Also, I'm still in a survivor pool. This is my survivor pick this week, the Seattle Seahawks.
That makes me less confident there. Those ones are always scary.
My survivor pick last week was the Bills, and I was up late sweating that one out.
Oh, man. So you got to pick one team. You can only pick them once.
Only pick them once, yeah.
Okay.
There's 14 people left in it, I think, out of 30. So
halfway
only
there.
Only two out last week with the Eagles and Niners losing. I was shocked about that. I thought more would be out. But we're just going to keep our head down and keep grinding, Mikey.
Almost halfway there. Mm-hmm.
Last year, I was down to the last 3 people, and I picked the Rams in a week like 14 or something, and the Rams won, but I had picked them earlier in the year, so...
out by disqualification. DQ. All right,
we're back. Someone let the dogs out, guys. And this next game, oof, what a stinker it's going to be. We're not going to be keeping an eye on this one at all, Webb. You can come up with all the excuses you want. Nobody cares about this game right here. The Packers at the Broncos. Len, give us your in-depth analysis of this one.
Yeah, I'm going to take Green Bay simply because I picked them before the season to win that division, which looks like a terrible pick now because it seems like the Lions are going to run away with that division. I don't know what happened. Jordan Love started the first couple games off pretty well. Last few games he's looked horrible, and I'm not really sure what's going on there, but they lost Bakhtiari. He has no time. Aaron Jones has not been playing. I don't know if he's playing again this week or not. I frankly don't care. I'm just going to take Green Bay because Denver sucks. But Denver probably will win this game.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Broncos here just because I need to make up ground. I have no good reason to pick them. Both these teams stink, in my opinion. But the Love thing is curious. He started off the season real well, and he's just been mid to bad ever since then. Webb, what do you think?
Yeah, he did start off hot. That was a big injury in the offensive line, as Len mentioned. He has zero time. If you watch them games, which I have watched the Packers play, you know, you see a lot of them on red zone. He has zero time. I mean, the second that ball snapped, he is just under constant pressure. Luckily, they're playing the Broncos, which have probably the worst defense I've ever seen in my entire life. But also, I don't know, something about this just tells me the Broncos are going to win this game. They need a win. They're 1-5. The Packers aren't good. Neither are the Broncos, but I'm just going to take the Broncos for some reason.
Yeah, that's about where I'm at with it, too.
About it, for sure.
Chargers chargered away a game last night against the Cowboys. They visit Arrowhead, where I don't think anyone here is going to pick the Chargers, right? Or we're all taking the Chiefs in this one. But this is a classic AFC West letdown game, I think, where the Chargers somehow stick with it and maybe get a win, but I can't in good conscience take the Chargers in this one on the road against the Chiefs. You guys agree?
I'm going to take the Chiefs, but I'm not that convinced. The Chiefs have not looked good to me. I mean, they win these games, but they're not the same Chiefs. They don't look as deadly. They don't look as dangerous. Thankfully for them, they have Taylor Swift on their side, and they continue to win because of that, basically. But I don't think she's going to be there this week. I don't know why. I'm just not, this is just my guess, but I feel like she's not going to be in Kansas City this week. You know, her and Travis spent a lot of time this past weekend in New York City. You know, Saturday Night Live, after party, dinner on Sunday, hobnobbing around. Feel like maybe she might take this Thursday off, and that's not good for the Chiefs. But I'm still going to take the Chiefs just because I'm going to guess this is going to come down to one possession like every single week the Chargers game does, and they fuck it up like they always do. So I'll take the Chiefs.
Webb?
yeah, Staley's the worst. I mean, I honestly cannot believe how he was still there after that playoff loss last year and all them other losses the last
2 years
yeah. before that. I mean, he's terrible. Herbert, you hear all this about Herbert. He's good for sure, but, I mean, at some point he's got to start winning
these. Yeah, the same thing, exactly. It's the same thing to me.
You can't put it all on Staley. I mean, a lot of it you can. A lot of it you can.
Yeah.
But at some point, Herbert's going to have to win one of these games, and this is a game I think he's going to. I think the Chargers are going to win this. Their backs are more against the wall. They need this game way more than the Chiefs. I'm going to go Chargers.
Yeah. All right.
Well. Yeah, I'm with you on Herbert. I mean, he's the kind of, like, you know, people hype him up, and yeah, he puts up really numbers good. And all that, and he is
super
good.
Talented,
but he's not winning any of these big games. I mean, he's not winning any games.
Yeah, it's going to be a hot topic here is Herbert, I think, over the next week. And, yeah, he has all the talent, the big arm, the stature.
Yeah,
but
and he's going to be there. They're not going to get rid of him.
Right.
No, they've got to get rid of Staley. No. I mean, you got to see him with another coach that's competent. I mean, Staley is awful.
Nice beard, though.
Yeah, I almost didn't even recognize him. He looks good with that beard. Yeah. He looks way better with that beard than not with a beard.
Last four games have been decided by a touchdown or less.
Every game. I feel like every game that the Chargers play is decided on the last possession.
Both games last year, Chiefs won by a field goal. So you never know what you're going to get. Webb going out on a limb. I don't hate it, though. It's one of those games where the Chargers will somehow find a way to win. All right, fellas. The tenant of Joe Robbie Stadium travels up north to the Link to visit the Eagles in a huge
veteran stadium.
Veteran, yeah. The vet.
The vet.
Yep.
The concrete ground.
The Spectrum.
Yeah, he just said, did someone say their turf is trash now? Did A.J. Brown say, or no? Someone else was talking about turf issues this
week. There's a lot of turf. A lot of turf conversation.
Oh, Garrett Wilson said that the turf is the worst at the Meadowlands because he went out on a non-contact but luckily came back in.
Yeah.
He was complaining that it's the worst turf they play on.
Yeah, it's
when's Taylor Swift going to get all these fields to go to grass?
I don't know. It's weird because, you know, you would think Taylor pretty liberal. You'd think she'd care a lot about the environment, but obviously she doesn't. She flies that private jet all over the place. I mean, she puts a lot of emissions out in the country. So she's going to have to figure out a way to, with all of her money, $4 billion that she's reportedly going to make from the Eras Tour, to figure out a plane that you can fly on, like vegetable oil or something, so she can, you know, get these headlines off of her about her emissions. You know, she's got to figure out something going on there.
Corn oil.
Yeah, something. Anything. Air, hopefully, maybe. Who knows? Some kind of
just giant flapping wings. Wings.
That's right.
All right. Well,
but this is the game of the week. And this week it'll ring true when Carrie Underwood sings, "I'm waiting all day for Sunday night." I will be waiting all day for Sunday night. This is a game. This is the game I want to watch.
Very interesting matchup here. Yeah. Eagles disgruntled after that big
loss.
That
loss. Not a good performance by Hurts. No. Real struggle fest. The Dolphins keep humming along with that offense. This is an interesting one.
I tell you what here, guys. Hurts, I like him. I like the tush push. Revolutionary.
Hate it.
Revolutionary.
Yeah.
Cowboys tried it last night and got stopped.
A bunch of teams are trying it. No, it doesn't work. No one knows how to do it.
He's running the ball a little bit too much for my liking, and I'm afraid something may happen to him to derail this path that they're on. Too many designed runs with him. And it just worries me. I mean, I'm not worried about it per se. It's Philly, but I don't know. It just seems like they're putting him in the line of fire a little bit too much. It's kind of uncomfortable. Webb, why don't you give us the winner in this one, this huge matchup, Dolphins at Eagles. This could be a Super Bowl preview, couldn't it?
Most definitely could be. Dolphins are hot, man. They're a very fun team to watch, and I was just actually talking to my buddy who's a big Dolphins fan, not House, but one of my other buddies from Pittsburgh, and he said, you know, it's about time, and I agreed with him. It is about time. It's exciting for the Dolphins to have a fun team like this. Tyreek Hill is unbelievable. I mean, he just is on another level right now of players in that league. I think I'm going to roll with the Dolphins. They're hot. The Eagles are down a little, but I think I'm going to roll Dolphins.
I'm going to take the Dolphins, too. I think that pass attack the defense is suspect for Philadelphia. They got some injuries back there. They're going to have a real tough time keeping Miami contained. But Tua's off-season falling program, what is it, judo he took or whatever, may be put to the test in this one with that Eagles front seven, who are known to get to the quarterback. Yeah,
Jalen Carter's turned out to be an incredible pick.
Yep.
Yeah, Carter didn't play against the Jets, so I'm not sure his status this week. But, this is an interesting game for sure.
Yep. Len, what do you think?
You know what? I'm going to go Eagles here at home. I just think that last game was a big loss. I think the defense will be tested for sure. But the Dolphins also are a kind of team where if you can get – you know, get some pressure on Tua, this offense might slow down a bit. So I would go, I'm going to go Eagles here at home.
Just curious of something here. What's the weather going to be like? Because that could play a big factor. Let me look ahead here. So actually, sunny in Philly on Sunday, 59. So maybe not a huge factor. But I think that is one thing that could slow the Dolphins down is some inclement weather. At the end of the year or this time of year, you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
All right, so you're taking the Eagles, Len, Webb and I are taking the Dolphins. Eagles, yeah. We're all going to be watching with great interest on Sunday night. No doubt. Could be, like we said, a preview of the big game.
Yeah.
We'll see. I'd take it. All right, moving on to Monday. We got the Niners off their first loss of the season, visiting the Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome, everybody. Vikings back on track with a big win last week without Justin Jefferson. Do they get it done here, Len, and stop the Niners at home at Hubert H?
The one stadium that Taylor Swift refused to step foot in during this whole Travis Kelce romance. She's been doing all these games, but Hubert H. Humphrey, she was like, nah, I'm going to sit this one.
I don't blame her either.
She actually said if it was still the Hubert H. Humphrey, she would have won.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't need that snow falling on me from those trash bags up above. No way.
Yeah, I don't like the Vikings' chances in this game at all. The Niners are going to be pissed after that loss. I think all the big injuries seem to have avoided anything serious. So McCaffrey, Trent Williams, and Debo all might play this week, although I wouldn't be totally surprised if they don't all play. But even without them, I'll tell you, I've been real impressed with, and this is just a little tidbit for the Fantasy Funkhouse. I think Jordan Mason, that running back for San Francisco, if McCaffrey were to miss a game or two, is really intriguing.
He's
as
been
a running
featured kind of the last couple weeks with
even with McCaffrey, yeah,
not
but,
as much, but he's been getting carries.
But that's
good.
He looks good. Yeah, I think that guy, if he got a game to himself, could have a really big game. So anyway, yeah, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go Niners. Obviously, the Vikings. You know, not the Vikings.
Yeah, I agree. Webb.
Now coming off a loss, San Francisco, like Len said, those guys avoided injury. Jefferson's still out. That Niners defense is going to probably not be very happy after losing last week. I just don't see any way that the Vikings can win this game.
Yeah.
San Francisco across the board. That's week 7. Len, anything you want to add?
No, I think that's pretty much it. We handled it pretty good. It's getting into the dog days here. You know what I mean? We're getting into the middle of the season here, who's good, who's not. You know, injuries are starting to take a toll. We're starting to separate in a lot of places, starting to separate teams. Not in the AFC North. They're going to all be bunched together. But
I'll tell you, the
Bengals are a team you got to be scared of. Although I'll say they scored their first two drives against Seattle, and then Seattle's defense completely shut them down basically the rest of the game. They're dead last in running the ball, so you can stop the run. And, you know, when you make any team one-dimensional, whether that one-dimension can be exciting, like their passing game, it's hard to win like that when everybody knows you have to throw the ball. Mixon's been terrible. They can't get anything going on the ground. And Seattle was able to really, after Chase had a big start to the game, I think he had 4 for 60 in the first half and then only like 2 catches after halftime. So I would say, you know, since he is making ground, though, that's the thing. So that whole division is gonna be tough, but yeah, this is the time, this is when the season starts to get interesting.
Yep. Webb, anything you want to add?
No, looking forward to watching football all day Sunday, and by about 1:30 hating my life because everything I think is going to happen is complete opposite and it will be miserable.
Yeah.
Well, if you're hungry, head up to Napoli's, get yourself a clap saddle special. If you're lucky, maybe even catch clap saddle himself up there, watch some golf. You never know what's going to be on TV.
Golf is a lot at the time.
If, if it's not, I mean, I don't work now. Sundays, but I mean, every day but Sunday, you can see a lot of golf up there for sure.
Me and Webb are both big Scotty Scheffler guys. I don't know if you knew that, Webb, but I'm a huge Scheffler fan.
Scotty's the man.
How's he been doing lately? I haven't been actually keeping track here.
Well, not much is going on. This fall series.
Yeah, nobody's keeping track right now, Mike, except for John, because these tournaments are stupid. Like, they should. This should be the off season. Let's be frank. These months should be the off season until we get started back up, you know, at Pebble Beach or wherever the hell they kick things up.
It's the fall race. Fall for the 2024 swing. FedEx Cup. Let's get going here.
I like golf. I have no problem watching either once we're in there into the thick of things.
This is my time. These are these guys trying to earn their status for next year. This is a true golf fan like me. This is what I like.
That's fine.
And I get it. It is tough to watch. And I don't watch it nearly as much, but I still do keep up with all of it and see who's, you know, gaining points, getting points. The end of this season, these guys are. This is what I like. These guys are fighting for.
Yeah, you watch those tournaments. You're lucky to find Scotty Scheffler. You'll be fucking finding bunch of weirdos on there on that leaderboard you won't ever have heard of in your whole life.
What's going on with the PGA? Are they absorbing into LIV or what's that going to look like?
No one knows.
Yeah, it's very it's disastrous. Tiger and Rory are starting their own tour.
Mm-hmm. Well, get yourself two cold slices. Personally, I like them done twice.
Twice baked
in the oven up there. Talk to Webb. Talk to Craig Barr. Talk to Lenny. Talk to Bill Clapsaddle.
Yeah.
Either way, thanks for coming on, Webb. Appreciate your time.
Love having it. Love having me here, guys. Thanks.
Yeah, showing up here live in person. We always like that.
That's what we prefer.
Len, thank you as always. We'll see you next week, everyone, for week 8. And the champs are out. Special state delivery. From your friends in Annapolis. Happy in Annapolis. You'll be happy in Annapolis. You'll be happy in Annapolis. Get some sweetheart wings and some pepperoni when you're real hungry with your family in Annapolis. Stromboli, calzone, get some Italian cuisine. Police.